welcome you to the July meeting of the Greenport Town Planning Board. I ask everyone to please rise and join the board in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to get a motion to approve the minutes of the June 27th regular meeting and the July 11th special meeting.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
First one will be the Rose and Mattson subdivision. We're going to have a public hearing. Is there anyone here for Rose and Mattson?
Evening.
Good evening.
My name is Evan Young. I was here a couple of weeks ago, Yeah. Dan Russell put together a final survey for us. There are 12 copies here. I have 11 by 17.
Are there any changes from the last?
The acreage changed by a couple tenths, but Dan just had to work some things out on the survey. The last survey was preliminary.
It was 429, now it's 433.
Yeah.
6808, it was 4671. So basically, we're looking at about a 4-acre parcel being subdivided from a 50-acre parcel resulting in a second parcel of 46 acres.
Correct.
Okay, I'd like to call the public hearing on this proposal to order. Will the secretary please read the notice that was in the register start?
Please take notice that the planning board of the town of Greenport will hold a public hearing pursuant to the town law on the subdivision of the land located at 319 Kip Road in the town of Greenport owned by William Rose and Walden Mattson. This proposal will create two parcels, one parcel containing 4.33 acres and the remaining lands containing 46.71 acres. Secret findings regarding to this action were determined on June 27, 2017 at the regular meeting of the planning board. Said public hearing will be held on Tuesday, July 25, 2017 at 7:35 in the town offices, at which time interested parties will be given an opportunity to be heard by order of the planning board. Lisa Henry, secretary.
Thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak for or against this minor subdivision? I will ask again. Is there anyone here that would like to speak for or against this minor subdivision? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. Request a motion to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ray, do you have any outstanding issues on this?
No, they've received the approval for health department.
Yes,
they've also received the driveway location approval by the highway department, so no outstanding engineering items.
Board?
Make a motion to approve the project.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. You can stop in Monday and hold on these and we'll stamp these for you.
Okay. Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Prudence Property, Napa Project.
You guys have our updated plan set?
July 2017?
Correct. You've address all the comments from last meeting from Ray?
Yeah, I've reviewed the updated plan set. All the engineering items, the concerns have been addressed regarding areas of disturbance, drainage and so forth, so that's all adequately taken care of. One item, I did meet with the highway superintendent after the last meeting. The applicant had staked out the location based on previous meetings that we had had in the field. Mark Taylor had the opportunity of taking an additional look at that location, and after doing so, he would like to have the location placed back to the first location, which is actually just west of the existing utility pole that's out at the site. If you drive by the site, you'll see three wooden stakes with white paint on them. Those are stakes that Mark actually installed based on his preferred location. I did indicate to Mark that based on the apron and the utility pole, that may have to shift slightly, so.
Yeah, and my one concern with that is if we do have to shift it, I'm concerned about traffic heading eastbound, being able to see for the left-hand turn,
right.
So we'll have to address that.
Correct. Yep. So take a look at it, see,
yep.
Based on that location, I did indicate that he may have to shift again to the west and miss
yep.
the utility pole because of the apron that's going to be installed.
Okay.
So he said, if you want, you can sketch out the apron and
yes.
meet with him out in the field and work out the details.
Okay.
He said he'd be willing to do that.
Okay, we also asked last month if you had gotten a hold of the fire chief. Have you had a chance to discuss the
We
plans?
Gave him plans. I don't think we followed up with him, or?
I spoke to him on the phone, but he didn't have anything other than he was concerned about where the driveway was located. And he was going to take a look at the stakes, but I haven't heard back.
He was just here, and we had a brief discussion with him about it. And he has several concerns. He had to leave for reasons, but he said he will return. He will come back
tonight.
To the meeting
yeah.
tonight.
Okay.
And he said it should be very shortly that he'll return.
Okay.
But he did say he did have some concerns, didn't get into any depth, but I think it had to do with the driveway.
When I spoke to him, he was concerned about the number of accidents that they had on that corner.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's really...
Like I said, he'll be back shortly, and we can hear what he has to say.
Would you like to stick around until he gets back, and then?
That's fine. Yeah, we can talk to him.
We can. Then we'll go on to the next one. Then we'll get back to you right after that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You got the letter from the water and sewer. He was
all set.
The water and sewer was all set.
You guys should have
she
that.
She sent you an email, I think.
Somebody should have that.
Yes, we do
yes.
have it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I just stopped to think we did receive that Monday.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to item number 3, Calaruso Hall Road.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Oh,
thank you. Us with Pat since the last special meeting, or?
Yeah, I can give you an update. Today we had a final walkthrough with DEC technical people on the South Bay Causeway. We went with the permit people and the wetland reviewer, and we were going over their final questions and what they needed from us. The crux of it is they would like a little less grass filter strip towards the wetland. We have like 20 feet of grass filter strip now. They'd like that cut back and have some woody vegetation done instead of all grass. They're trying to establish more screening between the whole road and the wetland itself with bushes. So they picked out a couple of spots along the way that didn't have much vegetation now, woody vegetation. And there are areas that were not disturbing, but they wanted us to, you know, put some bushes and different types of things. And so we had Norbert Quenzer with us, our environmental guy, and he's going to draw up a planting plan and submit it to them.
Are you replanting plants that are already on site, or you're bringing in species?
They're kind of looking for a little more than what's there.
Okay.
You know, we have some red cedars there. They're growing through the rock ballast of the old rail bed, and you can't really spade truck them out because you'll kill them because they're in rocks. Mm-hmm. So we kind of decided that we're probably not going to move any of those things with a spade truck. So we're going to get some more red cedar, and she threw out some other names of some things that she wanted, and it'll be small stuff that it's going to grow. But so anyway, that's what we have to do to finish up that permit.
And that was on the north and south?
Yeah. She was, even though we're not disturbing to the south, I mean, we're going to box out where that pavement section is, and to the south, there's no disturbance, but, you know, you want a permit from them, they want something from us. So they want us to put some bushes, we're going to put some bushes.
And the question of pavement as far as the recent modification?
Yeah, and that's okay. I think, you know, if I hadn't even proposed the pavement, I probably would have just got the permit, but because it's been re-reviewed, because I made a change, they decided they wanted this extra vegetation to be done, and, you know, they'd like us to establish areas that are like no-mow areas, so it goes back to wild. And, you know, we talked about that, and that's okay. That's not a problem. I mean, we need a little bit of mowing on either side for visibility, but the whole thing doesn't have to be mowed like it is now. So that's what we agreed to today, and we're going to put it on the plan and send it up to them.
Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Well, the board will recall back on at the special meeting on July 11th, we made a first run through on the part two SEACRA form. And at that time, we asked our engineer to prepare a narrative, and we asked our attorney to prepare two resolutions, one declaring a positive deck and the other declaring a negative deck. The narrative, when it's completed, would be attached to the part to the EAF and the resolution, and it will be filed with whatever decision is reached. Ray, I'm going to turn to you first. You provided the board with the narrative. Is there any changes that, since you have copied this, that you feel you'd like to make to this document?
Yeah, so I sent the narrative out to the planning board, to the chairman, and it was then distributed to the board members. So again, board members have had an opportunity of reviewing it. I've also reviewed it with the planning board attorney. Virginia had some minor changes, so reprinted that out, and the board now has the most up-to-date revision. Most of the revisions were just minor spelling items as far as that's concerned. There was a question that came up today regarding the Department of State. So the Department of State, as far as any requirements that they would have had or needed, that actually was addressed in the applicant's narrative of the project, where the applicant had requested feedback from the Department of State of whether a review was required or not. That came back indicating the negative, that the state did not need to review the project. In my narrative, I did not mention that. I would like to provide that documentation within the narrative just so it's complete, so that it would be the only change that I would make, is just identifying that. Again, information was contained within the project narrative provided by the applicant as far as that clarification of no need of review. So if it's okay with the board, that would be the only change that I would make to that particular document.
Does the board have any questions on the narrative as you've received it, keeping in mind the one minor change that Ray's recommending it be made?
You did a great job. No comment.
Ray did a good job.
Okay. I think it's a good job, Ray. Yeah. Very good job. Very thorough.
Thank you.
Okay, I think the next question that is facing this board is, having completed the part two or had the run through on the part two, does the board have a desire to offer for consideration a resolution of positive deck or negative deck?
I'd like to offer to the board a determination, and this determination I have is based upon the in-depth review of the entire project and the many, many various aspects of the project. It's been a long time with projects in front of us that we've gone into anything into such detail and scrutinizing the environmental aspects of the Hall Road. And the new traffic pattern that's going to be instituted with the Hall Road. And my conclusion upon listening to all the information for environmental as well as the difference in the traffic route, as well as taking into consideration the infrastructure that'll be alleviated instead of having the heavy pounding by the trucks as well as the diesel fumes. My determination is I'd like to offer to the board a determination of a negative declaration on this project after the extensive review, and I thought that the applicant has done a fine job.
I'll second that.
I have a motion to approve the SECRE as a negative declaration, and a second. I'm going to ask for a roll call vote. I'll start with Sandy.
Negative declaration.
I approve negative declaration.
Mike?
Negative deck.
Pretty much said it. Bob?
Negative deck.
I also vote for a negative deck, and again, I would like to compliment the board and our professionals, our engineer and our attorney, for the work that's been done on this. So again, I will vote for a negative declaration as well. Okay, having completed that, Virginia, you will take care of all the necessary filings.
Yes.
Ray, you're going to make that one addition, and you'll make sure that Virginia has that to attach.
Yeah, I'll have that sent over to Virginia as well as the planning board office tomorrow morning.
Okay, the next step then in this is this technically completes the application, and both this board and the City of Hudson can now begin the detailed review of the proposal itself. What is the board's pleasure as far as our review?
We've deemed it a complete application. I think we should send it to county, let them review it.
I'll second.
I think we should set up a public hearing.
Okay, I have two things here. I have a public hearing and also send it down to county. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion on both of them.
I'll second.
Okay, so public hearing will be set for August 22nd. What time would you like to do that?
7:35.
Pursuant to our site plan review law, Pat, you will be responsible for notifying all the abutters.
Okay.
Of the time of the public hearing by registered mail, return receipt requested.
Okay, and that's for anybody in Greenport, right?
That's anybody in Greenport. That is all this board is now going to be empowered to look at now that SECRE is completed.
Okay.
Due to the unique nature of this, I would also like a motion from the board to extend an invitation to the Hudson City Planning Board to join us at our next meeting when we have a public hearing to provide an opportunity for us to possibly add to their review with things that we would like to see done in Hudson but do not have the authority to do, and give them the opportunity to exchange ideas. And Chairman DiPietro, I will extend that invitation to your board. Please let me know. The meeting will be here. We'll set up tables and we'll be one big happy family for that.
Let's hope.
Please advise me if your board is going to attend, and we'll make the arrangements here.
We need a motion?
No, we don't need a motion. You can if you want.
No, that's fine. No, I agree. I think that's a good idea.
All right, great. So we'll see you next month.
August 22nd, 7:35.
Here.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Gary gotten back yet?
No, I haven't seen him.
No.
Gary wanted to talk to us about it, so. Johnny and his. Yeah, I don't want to put him in a cross.
Okay. He doesn't say something.
That's my Jim. Okay. Zabelski Apartments. Is there anyone here for the Zabelski Apartments? This is the third month in a row that they have, the fourth month in a row they've sent us a letter. We have no updates, other than they're still waiting for one more permit. No wait for people. Okay, we'll move on. Jocelyn Apartments. Is there anyone here for Jocelyn Apartments?